Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we close out the program tonight, we have selected a very special book review from renowned and internationally best-selling author Davis Miller, who provides an inside glimpse of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, his life after boxing. His new book, it is titled Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts. Of course, the author is Davis Miller. It's his first time on the show, and we are so delighted to have you with us right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. This is fun, and it's a pleasure and an honor.
Absolutely. Happy holidays, and I know that there are so many books that have been written about Muhammad Ali. Just tell us, go from the beginning. I mean, how is this one different?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think there's ever been anything like this written not only about Ali, but maybe anybody who has that sort of name recognition and that matters in people's lives in the ways that Ali does. And I think a reason for that is that he and I are friends, and this is the story of the numerous ways he's transformed and enlarged my life. And also, it's the only book that pertains to his enormously rich life after his years boxing, the years after he retired, and the second half of his life with Parkinson's disease and just the stateliness, the dignity, and even a given, well, he's noble, a certain way mm-hmm. that he's been noble in the ways he's carried himself through his Parkinson's.
Well, yeah, Davis, I mean, the older Ali, and as you're talking about how he's carried himself with just such great dignity and dealt with, you know, a debilitating disease like Parkinson's. I mean, he is so remarkable.
He is. And you know, it's a strange thing. And he started talking to me about this not long after we first met. And in fact, on the first night we met in 1988, where he was already deeply Parkinsonian, we discussed it at some length, and where he feels that his Parkinson's has been a blessing, has been a gift, that it's allowed people to care about him in a new, more profound way, that it's allowed him to become a sick, ailing family member to the world. You know, to some people, he's a grandfather figure. To others, he's a sick nephew or brother or uncle. It's astounding. You know, Ali has been an absolutely unique person in American life and in international life, and I think this is another part of that unique mythology.
Best-selling author Davis Miller is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is sharing the incredible story of boxing legend and Davis Miller's friend, Muhammad Ali. The title of his book is Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts. And kind of share the backstory. I want to hear about how you guys formed this friendship and when you first became friends with us. Take us down memory lane, Davis.
Will do. Happy to, Alyssa. I'm going to do a little preface even before that I first saw Ali when I was 11 years old. He was 21. My mom had just died. Mm-hmm. And I blamed myself for her death, which a lot of kids will do. I had no direct or indirect relationship to it. But I did. And I was hugely depressed. I'd been a mama's boy. I was hugely depressed. Mm-hmm. I quit eating. I pretty much quit drinking. I had to be admitted to hospital a couple of times because I wouldn't feed myself, and I was pumped full of glucose while in hospital. The second time when I got out, I was sitting morosely, very sadly, in front of my dad's little black and white television in those days and switching channels, and I did switch channels, and suddenly there was this voice and this face in front of me, and the voice said, "I'm young, I'm handsome, I'm fast, I'm pretty, can't possibly be beat." Uh-huh. And excuse that god-awful, you know, Ali imitation. But
I love it.
But he lit me up. I felt like the glory train mm-hmm. had passed through me. And all through my tough adolescence, I lived vicariously through Ali. I was at 16, I was 4'10" and weighed 63 pounds. My high school nickname, and this is as bad as it gets, it was Fetus. And but I could move like Ali. I had his big fat mouth. You know, I was a skinny little struggling white kid in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and he was king of the world. And where other geeky kids at that time might have been living through various comic book heroes such as Superman or Batman, my man was Ali. And then I became a professional kickboxer in my 20s because of his influence, and became pretty good. Not good enough, and thank goodness for that, in a way. And then suddenly, when I found out I couldn't be Ali Jr. or Bruce Lee Jr., I had no way to make a living. And
right.
I ended up lurking in video stores in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. I was in my mid-30s, no longer thought about him. He'd been a childhood obsession, though I was, of course, distinctly aware I was in Louisville and that it someday I might run into Ali. And on Easter weekend, 1988, I was called to the home office of the company I worked for up in Cincinnati. And I thought I was going up to get a promotion. What happened instead is that the owners of the company told me that they were going to close all 9 of the Kentucky stores. I was going to be out of a job. They didn't have the money to send me back to my home in North Carolina. I was married, 2 young kids, mortgage, car payment, all that stuff, and had no idea what we were going to do. So again, I fell into a depression, but it was short-lived because that very afternoon, driving back from Cincinnati, I drove past a house, coincidentally, that I knew to be Ali's mom's house on the south side of Louisville on Lambert Avenue.
Wow.
And there was this block-long, ivory-colored Winnebago parked in front with license plates that read, "The Greatest." And having, you know, a little bit of a clue whose vehicle that might be, and him having been my childhood hero, I was nervous. I mean, I was shaking. I drove past a couple of miles, worked up my courage, turned around, drove back, parked behind the Winnebago, went up to the door and knocked. And he came to the door. He was so huge. Now he's smaller with Parkinson's, but at that point he was still so huge that he had to lean under the frame of the door to see me. He looked as big as God. It also, what he looked like is like some mansion on a hill or something.
Uh-huh.
He was all lit up. It was, and he invited me in. Back, he was already in a place where he was struggling to talk some, and he motioned me with 2 fingers of his right hand to come on in, and I did, and he did magic tricks for me, signed some stuff, and then. Again, I'd been a professional kickboxer. We got out in his mom's front yard, which was on a corner lot, and started play boxing, throwing punches, you know, half-inch, quarter-inch from each other's face and bodies. And kids driving, riding past on bicycles stopped. And then pretty soon there were 20 cars, probably, all around the house. People cranked down their car windows yelling, "Hey, champ! Hey, champ!" And then when we were through, after 5 or 10 minutes of that, he leaned over and said, "Come on in the house." And he invited me in for dinner into his mom's. Met his mom, met his brother Rotman, hung out all night. We ate chili and these big fat pieces of huge pieces of Texas toast.
Mm-hmm.
He continued to do magic tricks. It felt like an out-of-body experience to me. I've never done drugs in my life, but if I'd done LSD, It felt hallucinogenic, like what LSD must feel like. And you know, at one point, I excused myself to the restroom after we ate. I was in there with the door locked a couple minutes, unlocked the door to come out. I couldn't turn the door handle. I tried as hard as I could to turn it in both directions, pulled on it with both hands. And then I started hearing giggling from the other room and recognized his mom's voice and his brother's voice. And then suddenly, the door opened, and Ali's standing there in front of me. He'd been holding the door, of course, and he looks like this oversized, 250-pound leprechaun. And he picks me up, carries me across the room, gently tosses me onto the floor, gets on top of me with me in a fetal position, and tickles me until I'm both laughing and crying. And that's just the beginning of our friendship. And those are the stories I recount in this book. My first ever published story was called My Dinner with Ali. It was about that night. It's included in the book. And it was the late David Halberstam judged it one of the 20 best pieces of sports writing of the 20th century and anthologized it in, well, the best American sports writing of the century. And then that became an opera. It was commissioned by the Washington National Opera as a chamber opera based on My Dinner with Ali. It's also called Approaching Ali, the same as this book. Ali and I have been buds for these 30 years. I've written about him numerous times with increasingly tender, uncompromisingly tender, and intimate stories that I think every reader who reads them in this book will feel that they've spent very serious time as a friend in the company of the greatest of all times.
Best-selling author Davis Miller with us tonight in hour number one at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We will continue talking about his new book, Approaching Ali, A Reclamation in Three Acts.